It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As I told you earlier in the program, we are going to do the program of the series of healings. Our God is a healer, and He is healing people today around the world. And I am a living witness. What I'm going to do in this program, I'll be praying for you, and God is going to heal you. But once you get healed, just call us or write to us. There is a mailing address, email address, web address. Contact us, and we take burden to pray for you. We are getting calls from Africa, India, and different parts of the world. People are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. I'm not just talking to people about healing and next day I run to the doctor. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive today. Since 1956 until today, I never took a drop of medicine in my body or the injection or the medical treatment. I'm living by faith. The Word of God says, just shall live by faith. It's not just the Word saying it. We have to practice it. He said, just shall live by faith. Just means what? The righteous man. How we became righteous. We don't have our righteousness. We have the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. When we are the righteousness of God, and Jesus Christ has shed His blood for us, and He has redeemed us. He has given us everything what we want and what we need. Book of Romans chapter 8, the Word of God says, if He gave His only begotten Son, do you think there is anything God cannot do for you or anything lacking to do? If He gave His Son, He can give you anything. I have seen people getting healed, not only healed, but creative miracles. One day, I saw a vision. One little girl's foot was like upside down. And I prayed and that foot was turning right side, means normal. And one day I was praying for people and that girl walking like this. Her grandmother and mother, they were crying. I said, Mother, don't cry. This child's foot is going to be completely healed right now. And I prayed and I opened my eyes and the foot was turning right. And those people start crying and the girl was 8 years old. She started running here and there. Who did that miracle? Without a surgery? Without doing anything? Using only the name of Jesus? I went to one person's house, they invited me to pray for that child. The child was maybe 2 years old. But when I saw the child's leg, like a cotton ball, the leg was dangling like this. I can take the leg and twist it around. Child will not be crying. And just like a cotton ball. The mother of the child was very sad. Because her mother-in-law starts saying, because of you give this birth to this child and you are a bad lady, and she was accused. So she said, I don't know what to do. I said, Jesus Christ is going to heal this child. Give me some oil. She gave me oil. I applied that oil on that child's leg and I prayed. At that time, nothing happened. But I told this lady, take this oil apply every day. And what are you going to say? In the name of Jesus, I am applying this oil, and I believe one day my child is going to walk without a surgery, without going to any doctor, without taking any medicine. That child got up and started walking and running, completely healed. Who did it? Jesus did it. Jesus doing creative miracles today. So if you have any problems, just call upon Jesus. Jesus is the answer. When God created Adam, did He create him a weak and sick man? No. No sickness, no disease, completely healthy man. What happened? The day he committed sin, he lost his eternal life, he lost his power, wisdom, grace and everything, and he became weak. And thorns and thistles start giving him problem. And you know, there are all kinds of poisonous thorns and thistles and plant. And if you fall on them, or they fall on you, or you crush them, you can get sick and you can die. So thorns and thistle came because of sin. And so the people from Genesis until today, if you see, Adam did not have any doctor, did not have any medicine, but he lived without any sickness and without any disease. How come? Because he was living in the will of God. The day he went out of the will of God, the sickness and disease came. As I told you earlier, John chapter 10, verse 10, enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. What happened? The time man committed sin, sickness and disease came to the mankind. And he is the enemy of mankind. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. And he did it on the cross. He defeated the devil on the cross. Jesus Christ lived on this earth 33 and a half years. Did you ever see anywhere written that he went to the doctor, or he took the medicine, or somebody treated him? No. Now somebody will say, oh, Paul had the companion, Luke was the medical doctor. Did Paul take the Luke as a companion to heal him? Or the Luke believed Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and gave up the medicine and followed Christ? Now there might be divisions of people. They said, oh, he was a good medicine and he was praying also, he might be a medical missionary. How many examples you can tell me from the Word of God that Jairus' daughter or some widow's son or something like that was dying and Luke was sent there to give the medicine, or any other places? You will see the movies. In the movies, some director will make this kind of thing that somebody was sick and Luke was treating. It is not in the Bible. But the people don't read the Bible, and they watch the movie and they say, well, I saw Luke healing somebody or healing Paul. It's not in the Bible. All the disciples, not a single disciples went to medical doctor. Not only that, I believe Jesus Christ wants you to be healed and healthy and wealthy. He doesn't want you to be weak and suffering. Some people say, oh, when I get sick, then I get rest and I get time to pray and I get the time to read the Bible. It's wrong. When you have a severe pain, you cannot read the Bible. If you have severe headache or body ache or some kind of cancer or some kind of severe pain or some kind of accident, you cannot do anything. You cannot pray, you cannot go to church, you cannot do the normal thing. Enemy does this to slow you down and to make you cripple. I saw one man came for a convention and he was walking bent down, like a 2 or 3 feet down, 6 feet tall man. And I said to him, I'm going to pray for you and come tomorrow. I prayed and nothing happened. He said, oh, I'm a very busy man, I cannot come tomorrow. I said, okay, I'm going to see you one day walking straight. And when I see you, you will be telling me, Jesus healed me. And I prayed for him and he left. Pretty soon, I was walking in the market street. This man comes and so many people were walking. But the Spirit of God told me, this is the man, stop him and talk to him. I stopped the man, I said, sir, you are walking like this and I act like him. Now just think if that was not the same man. He can slap me, he can say bad word to me, but I had the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God. When God told me this is the man, I had no fear. And this man said, well, there was a convention and the one man prayed for me and he gave me the exact place, exact the time, and there, that's the place I was, but I was wearing the white garment and this time I was wearing a street cloth. So he could not recognize me, but I recognize him. He said he prayed for me and he told me, you will be walking straight in the name of Jesus. So I said, who healed you? He said, Jesus healed me. I said, did you go for surgery? Did you do anything like that? He said, no. Man prayed for me in the name of Jesus. And as I start walking, I start walking straight. Who did it? Jesus did it. One day I was preaching in my church and I just gave the testimony about this man. And there was a Hindu man sitting in the church and his daughter had the arch in her leg. She was only 5 or 6 years old. And for Indian people, if their children deform, nobody is going to marry them. And her life will be ruined. So this man said, if you told me that story, if that story is right and truth, why can't you pray for my daughter and see if that God can heal her? I prayed for her and God healed her completely. And the man got saved and I baptized him. The point I'm making, without a surgery, without doing anything, that child and that man got healed. Now some of you might be crippled. Some of you might be sitting on the wheelchair years and years. And somebody might be thinking, these people just talk and nothing happens. But it happens by faith. There was a one lady, 27 years old, lying on a bed and saying to God, Lord, I'm 27 years old. My life is almost gone. Why am I dying like this? She was having crippling arthritis disease. Her hands and feet and were twisted and everything, and she could not do anything. She was in the hospital. And she said, God, when are you going to heal me? Give me the time, give me the date. If she would have told him, heal me now, he would have healed her right away. But he wanted a time, month, date, and everything. So God said, okay, this is the time, this is the month, this is the day, this is the hour. And she told everybody, such and such a day, I'm going to be healed. Everybody was standing all around her. Exact the time, all the crippling disease gone. She stood and started praising God. And she came to America and she was testifying on TV. What I'm trying to say, if God can heal that crippling disease, do you think God can do anything for you? There is nothing impossible with God. You have to just believe. Just like if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, ask you to forgive all your sins, and when you feel in your spirit that your sins are forgiven, do you go looking for another God to ask Him to forgive your sins? No. Once your sins are forgiven, once you are born again, child of God, you don't go to another God. The same way, you can tell Jesus, touch me and heal me. He will. You talk to Him. He's not a dead God. He's alive. People say God doesn't talk to people today. We don't have time to listen to God. God always talking to you. He is talking through the Word of God. He's talking to you, the man of God. He's talking to you, the visions and dreams. So God always talking to you, but you don't have time to listen. Now, God is talking to you through me. He's telling you, I'm a healer. I want to heal you. And if you simply say, Lord, I want to be healed, you will be healed. So, my message is this. First salvation, then healing. And I'm not only teaching salvation and healing, I'm preaching the full gospel. Salvation, water baptism, Holy Spirit, holy living, and so many other things. You just go to my website and see, from Matthew to Revelation, verse by verse study we have done. And then you go to the Old Testament books. Everything is there and free. We don't charge anybody anything. Then somebody say, how you live? I live by faith. If you like the program, you will send me something. But I will never write to you. You know, many places, many television and many other ministers, I'm not telling their name or I'm not scaring you. If they got your address or telephone number, next week you get the letter. And they will tell you these are the things we are doing and help us. In my ministry, up to now, I have hundreds of addresses. I'm not kidding. But I never write to them back telling them, I have a need. Help me. I have an outreach program for this place or that place, or I'm extending the program. I never write fundraising letter. If somebody asks me some Bible questions, I'll write them back. But I never ask for money. Everything what I'm doing by faith. My source is not people. My source is God. He can inspire you to help me. When you go and listen to the program, if you like it, you know how much time it takes. I preach 1 hour in a church, make a CD, bring it into my office, and work 4 hours. Edit and make it perfect for 4 hours, and then put it in another CD. It takes 4, 5, 6 hours to make a 1 hour CD. And if I put all my labors and everything, that CD should be $50 to $100. But we are not charging in it. You see in a television, they will say CD for $10 and DVD for $20. We are not putting any tab. We are giving everything free. If you happen to come to my church and say, Pastor Peter, I need a CD on a Revelation, on a CD on John's Gospel, we'll give it to you free. So point I'm making, God has called me to preach the gospel, not ordinary gospel, full gospel. There are people preaching a half gospel, a quarter gospel. They will say salvation is important, baptism is not. And baptism is in part important, Holy Spirit is not. Holy Spirit is important, speaking in tongue is not. And so there are so many different kinds of denominations are in the world. I am not working for any denominations. I am working for Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has given me grace. I talk to anybody, Hindu, Muslim, or anybody. Other day when I was just walking on the street, and there was a Muslim man, older man, sitting and begging. He heard my footsteps and he says, son, put it in this. And he had some kind of jar. I said, sir, I cannot put it in that. He said, what do you have? I said, just like Peter, silver and gold, I have none. See, I'm a married man. Do you see in a wedding ring? No. Peter was a married man. Peter was not lying. He says, silver and gold I have none. But what you have? In the name of Jesus. So the man said, what you have? I said, I have Jesus. He said, Jesus is the prophet. I don't believe him as a God. I said, sir, if you believe Jesus is a prophet, but you are still blind. I was literally blind. Jesus healed me and now I can see. The same Jesus will heal you. I said, just give me a sign that you want me to pray for you. And I was praying in my heart. Now you think you're talking to Muslim men in a Muslim neighborhood. And if you tell that Muslim man, Jesus is going to heal you. And if Jesus doesn't heal you, or Jesus doesn't heal that person, do you think he will let you go from that neighborhood? I was just in a Muslim neighborhood. He raised his hand. I put my thumbs on his eyes. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And I said, sir, can you see anything? He just jumped. He said, I can see car. I can see people. I said, who healed you? Jesus. Who is Jesus? He didn't say Jesus is a prophet. He said, Jesus is my Lord. What I'm trying to say, when I was witnessing to this man, and I said, if I tell somebody, nobody's going to believe. There was a man 10 feet. He was just watching. And when this man jumping, he came. And he said, you know what? I saw this man every day begging. And today you prayed for him and he got healed. I was a Hindu. I became a Christian. I'm reading the Bible and miracle, but never saw one. Today is the first miracle I witness. Point I'm making, there is no difference in the eyes of God. You can be Muslim, you can be Hindu, you can be Buddhist, you can be nominal Christian. What you need Jesus. Our radio program and television program is this: Jesus is the answer. What is your problem? Jesus is the answer. I'm going to pray for you. First of all, as I said, in every program, I give the invitation. I want you to just say, Lord, come into my heart. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Please forgive all my sins. Take away all my bad habits, all my sins. And make me holy. Wash me with your precious blood. And make me your child. I want to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, that means you are a child of God. Your name is written in heaven. You have belonged to Jesus Christ. And now, salvation has come to you. And now you are a child of God. And the healing is the children's bread. Now, if you are sick, if you have a problem, you cannot walk, or you cannot talk, or you cannot see, or you have some problem, you cannot tell somebody, a secret sickness. Some people come to me and say, please pray for me. I have unspoken request. I said, okay, I'm going to pray. When Jesus heals you, that should not be unspoken. You tell people, just like the lady with the issue of blood. She said what happened to her. It was embarrassing to her, but after healing, she could say to other people. So I'm going to pray for you. But Jesus heals you, don't keep it secret. Why Jesus heals you? To glorify the name of the Lord. You have to tell others. As a witness, then other people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know what your problem is, If you are sitting there and watching and saying, this is all fake, nothing happens, but you are having problem, why don't you just say, Lord, touch me and heal me. There was a one man, deaf man, sitting there and saying, everybody's lying. And the other guy said, why don't you go and see what happens? He just came. I didn't do anything. I said, I'm going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. He heard like somebody slapping him on his ear. And ear was completely healed. He went back and he said, that man slapped me. But I'm healed. I didn't touch him. So what I'm trying to say, the man was doubting, but Jesus healed him. I don't know how he got slapped, but there was nobody around me to slap him. The point I'm making, if you have doubt that Jesus cannot do it, he will do it for you. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone, doubter like Thomas, or doesn't believe in healings and miracles, touch that man, touch that woman, touch that person, and let him know Jesus Christ is real. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, I don't know what was your problem, but God knows. You just start checking. If you are not able to breathe, start breathing. If you are not able to hear, start hearing. If you are not able to see, just take the Bible and read. I believe that God has started a good work, and He's going to complete it. You know what? You just tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.